going to discuss the Yesoid from the Parsha, last week's Parsha. And at the end, if you have time, Mitzvah Hashem, just some Devi Chizik going into this Zman of Cheshvan. We're just getting started. We have a ways to go until we get to Kislev, to Hanukkah, which everybody, of course, is looking forward to. Now, as children, we looked forward to Hanukkah because of the presents we were going to get, right? And so we may question ourselves now and say, I don't know if I look forward to Hanukkah as much as I used to, I don't get presents anymore. However, as we get older, we have higher hasagas for ourselves. So as children, in a state of moichin dekanus, so, like I ask my kids, what's your favorite yontif? It's unanimous, of course, Hanukkah is a favorite yontif. I felt that way growing up also. I only wanted Nintendo games. If my parents would give me like a sweater or anything like that, I would be so upset at them. But now, as B'nai Torah, as people with higher hasagas, as B'nai Aliyah, we have to think to ourselves, you know, is Hanukkah still our favorite yontif? And there's a makom to say yes. But it comes from appreciation of Pnimius Atzar. Pnimius Atzar gives a person a real understanding of what it means, Hanukkah Lecht. Because otherwise, if you ask most people, they will probably tell you that Hanukkah is not the favorite yontif. Especially because it's very much like, you know, you do what you gotta do, you light the candles, it's chick-chock. Maybe you sit by the candles, maybe you don't, but what's the relevance of that anyways? Some people like the latkes. But it's a whole dikah yontif. You're gonna go to work, life is gonna run pretty much the same. It's just like a half hour, 45 minutes allotted to near Hanukkah, but it's not a shift. It's not a big change in a person's Seder Hayom. That a person should mamash really looking forward to these lights. It's only because of Pnimius Atzar we can have an understanding of what it is to look forward to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited and he waited thousands of years to be Megala, this light into the world. What type of a success this is that this light is in this world? It's not a Hanukkah share. It's too early to talk about Hanukkah. But it's something to look forward to. Just to know that we don't know what this means and to be excited to learn the sugyas and to enter into the svarim which discuss it. Of course, to learn the halachas of it. But the halachas of every mitzvah is the guf of the mitzvah. But a guf without a neshama is not an adam. It's a mace. So many of the mitzvahs which we do are mace mitzvahs because we don't understand the bechla. We don't have the proper gisha as to what they are. The neshama of the mitzvah infuses it with a life and makes it chayim. Divrei Elokim chayim. That's something to start to think about already. How to make hachanas for Hanukkah and to get into the pnimis of the mitzvah, and that it's going to be different Hanukkah. Then even if there's not a single present, it's still going to be lichtig. It should be a kedusha neshama dekayantiv. So I hope to speak a little bit about this derech that we have to go to from Tishrei to Kislev, which we're walking in now in Cheshvan. Seems a little bit dry. So first, let's begin with the Dvar Torah on Parshas Noach. So a few questions about Noach. Noach is also one of these inyanim which is in and out. Right? We have one parsha dedicated to Noach, and then we get this full throttle of Noach, and then we move right on very quickly to Avraham Avinu. But there's something that Hashem wants us to know about this Noach. So a few questions about Noach. And we're going to mention them very quickly, and hopefully at the end of the Shir Mitzvah Hashem, we'll come back to them. So we know Noah had three sons, Shem, Cham, and Yafes. And Cham does something terrible, terrible to Noah. As Gemara tells us, two opinions as to what he does to him. And according to one man, the Omar, Shesar say that he didn't allow him to have children anymore. So Noach gives a big klala to Cham, and he says to him, "Ata menata isi ben revi lishamsheni. You passed me. You made it impossible for me to be able to have a fourth son. What's this fourth son that Noach wants to have? What is this lashon that he says to him? You didn't allow me to have a fourth son lishamsheni to serve me." As if Noach needed servants. The whole maisa which took place was that Noach was violated by Cham, and comes running to the rescue is Shem v'Yafes, and they're there to serve Noach. You can imagine, Noach was probably a celebrated personality in the world. Of course, he saw 70 umos come from him, and thousands and tens of thousands of people. He lived another 350 years after the Mabul. So he saw a lot. But Noach was, I'm sure, he was like a melech. He needed people, he needed a fourth son to serve him. We know Noach, at the end of the day, when all is said and done, although he was a great tzaddik, and he goes down, according to Chazal, as one of the tzaddik yisod oilams, that he was the tzaddik who was literally the yisod of the oilam, that the whole world, all of creation, was saimech on his tzidkus at the time when there was nothing else other than him. I don't like to say that Noach was a disappointment, but Noach could have been greater. And the Torah is very clear about that. Chazal tells us that he began as the Ish Tzadik Tamim, and at the end of the day, he was an Ish Hadama. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu began as the Ish Mitzri, and by the end of his life, he was the Ish Elokim. What is the implication of Ish Hadama, the earthly man? Furthermore, Chazal tells us, Va'ishar Ach Noach. Chazal darshan this word Ach Noach because it seems to have no real taich. Va'ishar Ach Noach. He was left only Noach. So Chazal say this word Ach comes from a lesson of pain. He said Ach. Chazal tells us, Hikishu Ari. That the Ari came, give him a knack to his leg. So what is the sinyan of Va'ishar Ach Noach? Furthermore, the Mabul was for 40 days. What's the significance of this number, 40? Of course we know, maybe we don't know, that Chazal tell us that this door HaMabul, was a generation that Hashem Yisbaruch wanted to give Torah to that generation. And therefore the Gemara tells us in Chulin, Moshe min HaTorah minayin, where do we have a hint to Moshe in the Torah? Chazal say a hint to Moshe in the Torah. We find it in Parshas Noach. Actually at the end of Parshas Bereishis, B'shagam hu basa, that Hashem says, done with this world. However, B'shagam Hubasa, Hashem remembers Moshe. And the reason why there's a presence of Moshe here, the Mefarshim tell us, is because Hashem wanted to give Torah to this generation. And so therefore these 40 days of Mayim represent what Hashem Yisrael had a ratzon to give to them, which is Torah, which is Nimshal Mayim, after Moshe been going up for 40 days. But there's other ways of understanding the significance of this 40. So let's try to understand that. And furthermore, the Navi refers to this Chaydash Cheshvan as Chaydash Bol. And Chazal explained, Bol is really the word Mabul. But it's Mabul, but not exactly Mabul. It's called Chaydash Bol. So what's the secret behind Chaydash Bol? Why is it not called Mabul? Maybe we'll get to this Shaila as well. We'll go on. The Rambam writes that there are Shivas Yimei Avelus and Shivas Yimei HaMishta. According to Yerushalmi, that it's a takana going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And there are different sources in the Torah as to the 7 days of Avelus, the 7 days of Yimei Mishta. One of them, for Shivas Yimei Mishta, comes from Parshas Noach. The Chazal tell us that Hashem Yisbaruch waited 7 days. Although he had a master plan to begin the Mabul 7 days earlier, he waited for the Petira of the Tzadik Mesu Shalach in order to bring the Mabul. But not just the Petira of Mesu Shalach, but even he waited the Shivas Yimei Avelus. I'd like to come back to the sinyan of the Shivas Yimei Avelus, the Shivas Yimei Mishta at the end. It's just hard to speak any more about it because once we develop the Yisoidim Mitzvah Shem, we have to come back to it to explain the Shivas Yimei Mishta. And of course, it's just a very glaring shaila. Noach comes out of the teva, Vayita Karm, and he plants a vineyard. And Rashi says he should have planted something else first. Rashi doesn't tell us what he should have planted, although the Medrash gives us a few examples. Rashi doesn't seem that those are necessary to list. Rashi says he should have planted something else instead first. Why did Noach go straight to the Yayin? It should have been the last choice, considering the fact, as Chazal point out, that Adam HaRishon was Niskal Kabayayin. The whole demise of Adam was that he drank the wine from the Eitz Hadas, according to one sheet in the Gemara, which Chava gave him. Yet Noach went straight to the Yayin. What was he thinking? So to begin this journey, B'siyata D'Shemayim, we have to understand the nature, this Bechina, of what it is, the Dor HaMabul. We know that the Dor HaMabul, that although Chazal tell us that the Gzar Din against the Mabul was Nechtam because of Gzela, the real Pagam of the Dor HaMabul was the Chet of Arayas and Zima, Sheikh Vazera Levatala, with the Pagam in Bris. And for that, Noach was chosen as the Ish Tzaddik, because we know the Klal, that Tzaddik doesn't just refer, like we use the word very loosely, like a good Jew is called a Tzaddik. Tzaddik, Pimis HaTzara, always refers to Shmiras HaBris. Yosef HaTzaddik. And Noach the Tzaddik was somebody who was outstanding in the Midah of Shmiras HaBris. So therefore he was chosen to survive the Mabul. Because, Rabbi Isai, the whole door of the Mabul, they were Makalka themselves in the Inyan of Pagam Bris, Sheikh Basar Levatola, and in Yadim Kazet. This is why, of course, the Sfarim tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was done them b'mayim. Not just mayim, mayim roischem, like a hot seed. Water which is... Hashem baked them, He cooked them in their own zerakilu. But in Pnimius, what this means is that the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is being done them b'mayim, where else do we find in Torah that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is done b'mayim? By the Sota. By the Sota we have the Inyan that when a husband is choshed his wife, she's classified as a Sota, that she comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen is mashka her, the May Sota, the Mayim HaMa'arim. And this water, of course, is to be baidik the isha, whether she's ksheir or nakshir. This was the nature of the waters by the Mabul, that these waters were to be baidik the world in terms of their ne'manis, Hashem Yisbarach, and of course, they failed the test. And for this reason, the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu states, U'machisi es kol hayakom. This word umachisi is the same lashon the Torah uses by the Sota, umacha al mei hamarim. That there's a machikas Hashem which takes place in these mayim hamarim. And these mayim hamarim, these are the waters of the Mabul of which Hashem says, umachisi is kol hayakum. I'm going to wash away my name from this world. The yakum refers to the Shem Hashem, which gives sustenance and kiyum to the world. In fact, not only does Noach survive the Mabul, but there's also a chashad. The Gemara tells us that when Noach wanted to send out the raven, the Oirev, from the Teva, the Oirev turns to Noach and says, this is unfair. There are 7 species of kosher animals, only 2 of non-kosher. Amongst them is me. You want me to leave the Teva? And if I don't come back, what's going to be with the species of the Oirev? And furthermore, the Oirev was Choshei Noach, that Noach wanted to be with, to take his wife. The Nekevach Oirev, whatever that means in Agadata. What we see from here is that Noach himself is being Nechshad. He's being Nechshad in the Maisizness. And of course, this is implying that the whole Chet of the Dor HaMabul can be seen by the Tzaddik. That the tzaddik here is being nechshad, he's being tested in the pitfalls of the door. That this is the door that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chayshed them. And he was dan them like an isha saita. One of the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the saita, if in fact she is yoytzei zakai from this chshad of her husband, is that the Torah says, v'niksa v'nizra azar. V'niksa v'nizra azera. That if she's acquitted, she's found innocent. V'niksa v'nizra azera means that she'll be zeichet to amazing, very special neshamas as her children. And this is the schar that she gets, and that she went through all these public bizyonos and humiliation. That she gets this bracha that she'll be zayich to banim tzadikim l'malam min ha-teva. With this in mind, let's try to understand the sugi of Noach a little bit deeper. Noach emerges from the teva, and we find that Noach receives a personal mitzvah from Hashem Yisbarach in Purvo. I don't have a chumash in front of me, but look for yourselves. You'll see that as soon as Noach leaves the teva, Hashem Yisbarach tells him, Purvo umilu hasa'aretz umarachem etchitchem yihye al kol ha'adama. You're going to see that you're going to be a force, you're going to be feared, you're going to rule over all of the world. Why does Noach need a particular mitzvah for Purvo? What is this havtacha kiyu that Hashem is giving Noach? So the Medrash here says something fascinating, which gives us a clue as to what the real aveir of Noach was. The Medrash brings a machlekes between Yehuda and Nechemia. If Yehuda holds, what was the demise of Noach? Rashi explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a tzivoy meyuchad to Noach, that when he leaves the teva, he should be mekayim the mitzvah of Purvu with his wife. And the problem with that was, Noach went ahead and he planted the vineyard before fulfilling this personal mitzvah of Purva. What we see from here, Rabbi Sai, is that the mitzvah which is mutalas upon Noach at that time, upon leaving the teva, was Purva. And the reason why Hashem is Baruch here was mitzav and the mitzvah of Purva was because there was something very special which was awaiting Noach. And that was this fourth son. Not only was Noach acquitted from the chashad of the rest of the door on this inyan of Sota, but like the Isha Sota, who suffers tremendous embarrassment in bizyonos, Noach himself suffered tremendous bizyonos, as the Medrash tells us, that they were mevazahim, or machana moisei zakin bazoi. Everybody belittled him. For 120 years, they put him down and they said, "You're an insane old man." He went through similar nisyonos as the Isha Saita. And as such, as soon as Noach left the Teva, and Hashem gave him a special mitzvah, Purvu, and Hashem was maftiachem, umarachem etchitchem yal kol ha'adama. This is the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying to Noach, "It will be mekayim upon you the bracha which is given to the Sota, v'niksa'a v'nizra azera." The child that Noach could have given birth to would have been something extraordinary. Especially because Noach himself was the tzaddik, that also his life was about Shmiras Abris. Who else other than Noach could have brought into the world, Mikoyach the Kedushas Abris, this neshama which Hashem Yisbaruch wanted to bring to the world at this time? Fascinating is that Yaakov Ruveni, who quotes Rav Shams from Master Poily, that somehow, some way, Noach indeed did give birth to a fourth son. And the name of this fourth son was a very interesting name. His name was Yoniko. The Abravanel takes issue with Rav Shams from Master Poily, which is kind of difficult because everything which he gave over was understood to be Mipil Yoanavi. But the Abravanel, Zerishon. No, it can't be from Mishav Shoshalim. Maybe. From the Sefer Shalshel at Sakabala. And he says it's not Mistaver. that he actually had a fourth son, based on what Chazal tell us. Elamai, it must be referring to Aver, the grandson of Noach, who was a very big tzaddik. And the reason why he's called Yoniko was because he was Yonik Chachma from Noach. But we'll get back to that in Mitzvah, the sinion of this fourth son. But what is this whole inyan that he could have had a fourth son, but because of this mess up, in fact, perhaps he did have a fourth son who was somewhat of a disappointment. If he was Aver, he was very great. But if he was Yoniko, then who in the world is Yoniko? We never heard about him. Nobody knows about him. He was not the Ben Revi that was supposed to be tonight. So who is this mysterious fourth son? Now listen to this insight. Before we give the insight, we know that there's a precedent for very big neshamas coming from an Isha site and from Bezionos. One of the first times we find this in the Torah is by Sari Menu. In this week's Parsha, Parsha's Lech Lecha, that we know that Sarah, actually next week's Parsha, that Sarah invites Hagar into the home. And it seems like it's a crazy thing to do, to not only to invite, but to ask your husband to take in this wife Hagar, the Shifcha of Sarah. What was the purpose of that? The pshat was is that Sarah suffered tremendous bizyonas in that. You know what that looked like? Sarah was a renowned personality. She's competing with her Shifcha, with Avram. Not only that, but Hagar has a child and Sarah doesn't. And Chazal said that Hagar was being mevaza Sarah. But the point was that through the bizyonos, Sarah herself would be zeichet to a child. Al derech the parasha of Isha Saita. Where else do we find this? Huh? By Rachel, that's true. But Chana, I was thinking about Chana, but yes, Rachel as well. By Chana, we find that she went through bizyonos from her sister Penina. And she came to the base of Mikdash, and she was publicly embarrassed by Eli, that he called her a shikker. And from that, she was Zeichet to Shmua. Parenthetically, we read about both these things on Rosh Hashanah. About Sarah, and in the Haftarah, also about Chana, giving birth to Shmua. Because really this whole Tkufa, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shemini Atzeres, and Sukkot can also be understood about an Isha Saita. It's the Zman of Din. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Choshed Knesset Yisrael. Were you Neman to me or not? Comes along Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds that Klai Yisrael is Besudas Yisrael. We weren't Pagim, we weren't Nifkam at all. And he takes us, and he has a Sheva Brachas with us. But that's called V'niksa of an Israel Zera. Al-Pi Kabbalah, it's very precise because the climax of this whole Tkufa, which is Shmini Atzeres, is considered to be the Be'ila, the Bia, which what's called that Yisrael does with Rachel, interestingly enough, talking about Rachel. And that child is going to be born by Pesach time. But that's the reason why the Gemara says, the Mishnah tells us, that the whole din during this Tkufa is a din on the Mayim. A din on Mayim. It's called the Bedik of the Mayim. And so therefore, Parshas Noach, which really flows from the Yom Ha'Raim, is associated with that whole Tkufa. Now listen to the words of the Gali Razia, which I believe is the Beis Medrash of the Arizal. According to Yaakov Ruveni, he writes on the pasuk of Yaft Elokim liyafes v'yishkan ba'alishem. Teida sheShimshon haGibor haye miGilgal yafes. Shimshon the Gibor was a Gilgal of yafes, and this is Pshan pasuk. Yaft Elokim liyafes v'yishkan ba'alishem. That this neshama called Shimshon, who is really Yefes, eventually Yishkon Ba'al Eshem. We're going to find him in the tent of Shem, which is referring to Manoach, who comes from Avram, who comes from Shem. And he has a beautiful arichas here about this inyan. Because the neshamas of Shem and Yefes are really one, they're interconnected. That's why the pasuk is Vayikach Shem Vayefes. They took this simla. It should have said Vayikchu, Rashi says. No. Vayikach, they really shared one neshama, this Shem and this Yefes. So we see a hint in this parsha to the neshama of Shimshon. So what does Shimshon have to do with this? The pshat is a boy saying is that really Shimshon could have, would have, and should have been the fourth son which was born to Noach. And Hashem Yisbaruch wanted to bring Shimshon into the world. Why Dafka Shimshon? Because we know, Chazal tell us, anybody who witnesses the Sota going through this humiliating process, Chazal say, Yazir Asma Minayayim. Kolaroya Saita Bikul Kula. Anybody who sees a Saita, he should abstain from Yain, he should become a Nazir. Rabbi Yisai, Noach saw a world which was a Bechin of Saita. He saw a world called Saita Bikil Kula. If that's the case, the very last thing that he should have done was to take Yain. Yazir Atzma Min HaYain. Not only did he take from the Yain, but he should have been a Nazir. Yazir Atzma Min HaYain. Had Noach actually fulfilled the words of Chazal properly, based on what he saw, and made himself a Nazir, so he would have given birth, or even had he himself not been a Nazir, but he abstained from the Yain, Yazir Atzma HaYain means that he would have brought into the world the Nazir Shimshon. And that's why he had this specific mitzvah from Hashem to Dafka, go right away. Don't take from the Yayin. Go right away. Mafru Marbe. Bring this neshama to the world with chitchem u'moracham yihya, that everybody is fearful of this neshama, this gibor, this shimshon. We have to understand why Dafka shimshon. How do we know? Well, we see the indication because eventually Shimshon is born in the house of shame. And it's the neshama of Yafes. Was already a son, the son which preceded the coming of Shimshon. Really, Yefes was the gadol. But this combination of Yefes and shame gives birth, so to speak, to this Shimshon. Of course, the one who stands in the way is Cham. And even in the Torah, he stands in the way, because the Torah says shame, Cham, and Yefes, which is not the order in which they were born. But Cham stands in the way between this merging of shame and Yefes, which from that comes this Shimshon. With this being said, you can already go back and to understand the kasha which we posed before. The whole purpose of the Mabel and the 120 years and the year that Noach spent in the Tevo was in order to upgrade Noach to a higher level, to prepare him to be on the level to bring this neshama into the world. But he failed. Because really, in order to bring this neshama into the world, it's not enough to be Noach. Who is the father of Shimshon? Manoach. Manoach. Had Noach been Manoach, then he would have been able to bring Shimshon into the world. Perhaps this is the pshat in the Medrash, which I forgot to quote in our questions. But the Medrash says something very puzzling. The Torah says, "V'lo matza hayona Manoach l'kaf ragla," that the Noach, that the Yonah did not find a resting place for kaf ragla, to rest its foot. And the Medrash says, "Ilu matza Manoach l'haysa chazeres." Had it found a place to rest its foot, it wouldn't have come back. Isn't that what the pasuk says? Right? It says it came back because it couldn't find a place to rest. Had it found a place to rest, it wouldn't have come back. So perhaps the Torah and the Medrash are alluding to the following thing. Leimatza Manoach. That the whole point of the Mabel was to upgrade Noach to being a Manoach. that when he emerges from the teva, he would be manayach to give birth to this shemsha. The ilu matza manayach, had the nayach come back to the teva and found that nayach was manayach, lahay sechazeres, wouldn't have needed to come back. But the whole purpose of the mabul was to upgrade nayach to be manayach. To be manayach, who is the father of Shimshon, to bring Shimshon into the world. Now the difference between nayach and manayach is a what? It's a mem.
It's
possible. Huh? We don't go. In the Zer Kodesh, Zer says we're not chayshev, chaseris and yaseris like that. You don't have to work with the vav. You probably say pshat and the vav too, but it's not necessary to. Vav is really the bridge between Shemaim and Arts. It comes down through the Vav. That's why Geshem is Milashen. Rav Hirsch says that really the Sharashim of the words of Lashon HaKodesh are not three but two. So he says, for example, that's why in our purposes here, Gesher, which means as a bridge between something on one side to the other, is related to the word Geshem. Because what is Geshem? Geshem is rain which comes from higher to lower places. It's like a Gesher. The letter Vav is very much like that. It's Makasha Shemayim Ba'aretz. That's why the letter Vav is a Vav HaChibur. It connects things. So Geshem is Makasha Shemayim Ba'aretz. So therefore, Nayach, even if you upgrade to the Mem and the Vav is for that purpose. But the reason why the Mabul was Arbaim Yoyim Ala Aretz is implying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bringing down this Mem to give it to Nayach. He wanted Nayach to be toyfes this Mem. That this Mayim of the Mayim HaMa'arim, this was the gift to Nayach, who was Shomer HaBris. But he failed. And that Mem is Chaser from Nayach. And that's Pshat and Pasuk, Rabbi Yisai, Vayisha'er Ach Nayach. At the end of the day, he remained only Nayach. Only Nayach, because he should have been Manayach. But he's only Ach Nayach. Because the Mem is Chaser. So as a simon to that, why does the Navi say that this Chodesh of Cheshvan is a Chodesh bull? Should have been Mabul. Where's the Mem? Oh, where's the Mem? There's no Mem by Nayach too. There's fallen Mems. You know, we know very few things about Manayach. Chazal only have almost very negative things to say about Manayach. One of the things that Chazal say about Manayach is, Manayach Ama Aretz Haya. It's a big Ama Aretz. Why is he Ama Aretz? Because the Torah says that he was Heilach Acharei Yishtai. That he walked behind his wife. It's really not so appropriate to walk behind the wife. Walk up behind the woman. Chazal make a statement, Acharei Ha'ari V'lei Acharei Isha. It's better to walk behind a line than behind the Isha. But he was an Ama Aretz. Of course, you can already see the connection between why the Ari came, Vehikishai, why that was an Ari. Nayach also made this mistake, Acharei Ayayu. Nayach didn't go to the Isha. When he was supposed to go straight to the Isha, that's why the Ari came, Vehikishai, this Indian of the Ari and the Isha. Why is he called an Ama Aretz? It's not a phrase, a terminology that Chazal use common, to be found common in the words of Chazal. The Pshat is as follows. Chazal are alluding to us his connection to Nayach. Nayach is called the Ish Hadama. And that's a literal translation of Ama Aretz. He's a man of the ground. And Nayach was also an Ish Hadama. To show the correlation between the two things. Chazal called Manayach an Ama Aretz. And with this we can explain why it is this fourth son of Nayach that he wanted to bring Shimshon. We haven't explained why Davka Shimshon yet and why Chacham took issue with this. But Chazal tell us that Nayach's sharp words for Chacham were Ata Menata Isi Ben Revi'i or Ben Katan L'Sham Sheni. Ah. Why didn't he need a Ben to be Meshamishem? Ben Katan L'Sham Sheini. L'Sham Sheini. L'Sham Sheini. Anybody?
Shimshon.
Ben Katan L'Sham Sheini. Wanted to bring Shimshon into the world. In fact, even Chazal's lashon of Katan L'Sham Sheini is very nice, because you know that a Vav Nun at the end of a word means something small. For example, like the word Ishon, yeah? Ishon means a small man. Because Ish Vav Nun means a small one. So Shimshon means a small Shimshon. Yeah, like Shimon. It's called a Ben Katan L'Sham Sheini. That's called Shimshon. And it goes very nice, because Noach didn't give birth to Shimshon because of Cham. So who did he give birth to? Yoniko. So why could have perhaps Shimshon been called Yoniko? Because what is the bracha that Hashem gives the Isha Saita? V'niksa v'nizrezer. And he could have been this v'niksa. That's Yoniko. V'niksa. Didn't happen. In the end, he was just a guy named Yoniko. But he could have been v'niksa, that bracha, had he been Shimshon, it was the kiyum of v'niksa of v'nizrezer, to give birth to that child, had he done what he was supposed to do. So why? What does Cham have against this? Why doesn't he like Shimshon? Because we know that the whole melchama of Shimshon was against which nation? Plishtim. Plishtim come from who? From Cham. How do I know Plishtim comes from Cham? Where's our Balkari, David? How do we know the Plishtim come from Cham? Yeah, it's in Parshas Noach. It's in the Parsha. The Parsha says that Cham gives birth to Canaan and Canaan gives birth to the Plishtim. Right? So in the Parsha itself, it says that the Plishtim come from Cham. So why does Cham have this big thing against the fourth son? Because this Shimshon is going to wipe out Cham. So of course he's going to take issue with it. There's a very nice remnant of this in the Parsha. So what we're saying here. Because later on in the Parsha, the Torah says, V'noyach was chai achar hamabul shalosh meos shana v'chamishim shana. That's the Lashon, right? V'chai noyach achar hamabul shalosh meos shana v'chamishim shana. Now if you take the Rashi Tevos here, noyach shalosh Meyois Shana Vachamishim. Rashi Tevos Shimshon. Shimshon. And if you'll tell me, come on, you can't skip words, because it says V'noyach Acher Hamabul, right? Even though you could still say it that way, because it's a very concrete sentence, meaning it's Noyach Shalosh Meyos Shana Vachamishim Shana. So Rashi Tevos, it's still good. But if you don't want to work that way, you can still have Rashi. You can still have Rashi Tevos. So forget about the word Noach. Now let's do Shalosh Meyos Shana Vachamishim. So you have a Shin, Mem, Shin, and then a Vav. So where's the Nun? What's that last word? It says Vachamishim. Where's the Nun? Chamishim is Gematria Nun. So therefore, it actually spells Shimshon. Because look, it goes Shalosh Meyos Shana Vachamishim. Shin, Mem, Shin, Vav. And then Chamishim is the Nun. So it literally, in order, it spells Shimshon. And the Pasuk says, Vayar Cham Es Ervas Aviv. That Cham saw Ervas Aviv. This Vayar Cham means that he saw much more than just Ervas Aviv. He saw the child that Ervas Aviv would bring into the world. That's what means Vayar Cham. Like Chazal said many times, Vayar means to see deeply. Vayar, he saw deep. So what's Ervas Aviv is Gematria Shimshon. He saw Shimshon. Because he saw Shimshon, which is the greatest threat to him, which is the Plishtim, he did what he needed to do. There's another Rambam that says, Vayikatz Yoyach Noyach Miyeno. It says that Noach awakened from this Yayin. He woke up from this Yayin. If you take Noyach Miyeno, those are the words, Yayin Manoach. Except over here, the mem and the vav of manayach, right, is a part of the word miyeno. That means that really noyach could have been manayach, but because he drank the yayin, the mem and the vav went to the word yayin. So therefore, noyach miyeno means it's like manoach yayin, but since the mem and the vav left him because he drank yayin, that's why the word yayin has on it miyeno, an extra mem and the vav, which was taken from noyach, who should have been manayach. A Torah like this needs a raya. So Baruch Hashem, although it's not brought down in the Arizal, it's brought down in Ahavas Yonasan and Parshas Nasai, which is of Yonasan Aipshitz. He has a beautiful Torah in the Haftarah here. He says, O Yomar Ushmo Manoach Shahaya Gilgul Minayach Lefi Shenoach Ro'oi Haya L'Hoylid Shimshon Im Lo Shahaya Makalka B'yayim. Baruch Hashem. Why is it that Noach wanted to drink the yayin beforehand? What was he thinking? But the pshat is based on the Zohar. The Zohar says that when Yitzhak came to give the brachas to Yaakov, he gave him the brachas Shalom Midas. He didn't know that it was Yaakov. He thought that he was Esav. Why was that important? So the Zohar says, because had Yitzhak given the brachas to Yaakov, Midaito, it would have been Yitzhak's giving the bracha to Yaakov. But Yitzhak didn't want to give the brachas to Yaakov. Although he didn't know that was Yaakov. Hashem didn't want Yitzhak to give the brachas. Hashem wanted to give the brachas to Yaakov. And since Yitzhak was Shalom Idas, it was as if Hashem himself was giving the brachas to Yaakov. Where do we find a musak similar to this? Purim. Why do we drink on Purim? Shalom Idas. Adul Yada. So the pshat is, based on what the Ari says, and if you understand it this way, based on the Gemara says, kol hamispat b'yeino, when a person becomes niftah, becomes seduced by the wine, yesh lo midas kono, he has the das of his master of Hashem. And the idea is on Purim is that we're mevatel our das, it's called mechiyas amalek, and we're zeichet to a higher das, to the das of Hashem. And that's what Noach thought to do. Noach thought that he knew that Hashem was giving him a mitzvah to bring this neshama to the world, of which Yaakov Avinu saw the neshama of Shimshon and thought that he would be what? He would be Mashiach. Take a look at Rashi in Parshas Vayechi. Yaakov thought that Shimshon would have been the Mashiach. Lishuasa kivisi Hashem. And he thought he had to bring this neshama to the world. He said, how can I bring this neshama to the world? So he made a hachana for this. And he said, I have to drink wine in order to do this, to bring this neshama to the world. I have to have the das of Hashem to bring a neshama like this into the world. And it goes very nice because the Torah says, Vayishkar besoch ahalo. Ahalo is not with a vav, it's with a hey. Chazal dashen besoch ahalo of his isha. It wasn't just that stam he was drinking in a bar somewhere. He was drinking in the tent of the isha. Why in the tent of the isha? Because this was all a hachana for the maisa. But the problem was that Hashem didn't tell him to drink. Hashem said, no, I want you to go straight to the isha, puravu, and to bring this Hashem to the world. But he should have known, kol haros haitim kukula yazir as min ayayin. It's asr b'yayin. You have to bring this nazar into the world. But it was a kavana, certainly the Shem Shemayim that Noach had. That even though he was the Isha Adama, because he was makalko, this manayich that he could have been, but he was still a very good person. He had kavana as Hashem Shemayim. That he was being makbid so much on this Pagan Bris, on this Kedushas Bris, that he thought even he wasn't able to bring this, to do this properly. Perhaps this is alluded to. There's other inyanim here, but I thought we would say a Torah tonight about, what do we say, Chanukah and Cheshvan? What was I thinking? We're not even close. I don't know what I was thinking. But perhaps this is merumas in what we're saying. You know, one of the traps which we say in the Torah, the Tikkuni Zohar darshens a lot the traps, not just the traps on the words, but the nusach of the trap. Zarka, how does it start? Kadma pashta. Yeah, that whole thing. How does it start? Zarka, no? Is that? Huh? Kadma munach zarka? Munach to go? Yeah, like that? Kadma munach zarka, munach sega. Yeah? Munach munach revi. Right? So you can say it like this. Munach munach revi is a hint to this whole sugya. Right? Munach is manoach, and revi is the ben revi. That's called munach munach revi. Okay. It's a Kabbalah Indian why two times munach. And we're not going to get into it now. I'll just mention one Indian in Kabbalah, just to say it. At the end of Kriyashma, the Arizal says you have to be mechavein what's called cut code. Kuf Dalet. And then also four times the gematria of the Shem Ben. Okay? Kuf Dalet. It has to do with the Cyrus, with the hairs. So you have to make hairs for the Isha. And then there you also have to be mechavein four times Ben. Ben is one of the permutations of Hashem's name. So what's going on over here? So without getting deeper into the Inyan, just to say the remez, goes like this. That cut code, we find the lashon of the Torah maybe one time, maybe more, by the Nazir. By Yosef, it's a cut code Nazir Echav. So cut code is a remez to a Nazir. Now cut code is also a remez to Manoach. Because Kuf Dalid is Gematria Manoach. Manoach is Gematria 104, Kuf Dalid. In which case, Kod Kod, which is of course a remez to the Cyrus, or the Kod Kod Nazir Echav, which is the whole hairs of Shimshon. That was the whole kunz of Shimshon was his hairs. So Kod Kod is there for what? Two times Manoach, right? Kod Kod, it's two times Manoach. Manoach, Manoach. And then we have four times Ben. What's four times Ben? Ben Revi, yeah? So therefore, it's mamash munach munach revi. Munach munach revi. And it's very nice because it comes after Kriyashma. And in Kriyashma it says, L'man yibu yimeich v'meich ma'al ha'adama sheni shpa Hashem ha'vesel nesim v'meich ma'al ha'aretz. Which Chazal say, Hashem there is hinting that he'll never bring a marvel again to the world. So you make a remez in that parasha to Noach, and then you come to Kod Kod four times, eh? Right? Which is a hint to, and then from that you go into Shmanes. And from there you go to who? Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Because after Noach, you have Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So getting back to Mesushalach, we'll conclude with this, that we said that Mesushalach is one of the sources of Shiva Simei Avilus. One of the sources for Shiva Simei Hamishta is that we learn it out from Shimshon. Chazal Darshan from the parish of Shimshon, Shiva Simei Hamishta. So what's the connection between Mesushalach and Shimshon? And Moshe Rabbeinu is misakin it? Pshat is like this, Mesushalach is the beginning of the Mabul. That's called Shiva Simei Avilus. Shimshon could have been the beginning of a whole new world, which is Shiva Simei Hamishta. And all that is under the guise of Moshe Rabbeinu. As we said before, B'shagam Hu Basar, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, who himself has a sheiches in the Neshama of Noach, who was Nechshad on Arayas also, by the way. But we see that under this umbrella called Moshe, there's Mesushalach, which is Shiva Simei Avilus, which is the beginning of the Mabul, and now we understand that Shimshon is the Shiva Simei Mishta. We can see the correlation between the two parshas. Okay, we don't have time for the next turn. We have to daf Ma'ariv now. Hashem should help us. Yonah Matzah Boi Manayach, yeah? Yonah Matzah Boi Manayach. That's what it means. We say that on Shabbos. Right? This whole Inyan of Shabbos is Inyan of Manayach. Shabbos is the day of Menucha, the Inyan of Manayach. And that's the Shabbos of Asalava. It's going to be one long tkufa of Manayach. Not just one Manayach, but two Manayachs. A Munach Munach. A Graysa Hanacha, Graysa Menucha. Hashem should help us. That's what we say on Shabbos. Yonah batzah boi manayach, v'sham yanuch yegi akayach, 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 v'